Hi Minders, welcome to the podcast. This is my little pillow talk series. Pillow talk because I'm doing it right on my bedtime. Today we're going to talk about how to find the one for you. I feel like I'm at an age right now. I'm 23, by the way. Very single and happy. But I feel like I'm in that age where I've been very curious about this. And as someone who is looking forward to get a family one day, to, you know, grow up and get someone on my own, or get a partner, or just, you know, live my best life with the love of my life, as the hopeless romantic that I am, I get myself thinking about this a lot. And the other day I was asking my mom, actually asked my mom and dad on two separate occasions, like, hey, how do you know that someone is the one? How did you know that this person was the one for you? My dad told me you have to sort of, if you know, get down with your best friend. So if you like someone, trying to make them your best friend first before you can even think about anything beyond that. If you can find your best friend and settle down with them, that could be the best relationship you'd ever have, because beyond the honeymoon love that is always there at the beginning, there's like a solid foundation that you guys have built together. So on another occasion, I asked my mom, how do you know someone is the one? I tried to like give context, you know, the way society has this idea that, you know, you have to find a wife at this age, blah 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 blah. Speaking to which, my mom got married really young, around 22. So I'm like, you know, I'm 23 right now. You know, I mean, at that age, how sure are you that you're settling down with the right guy, you know? And, you know, she looks at me, smiles, but seems happy that I asked that question, you know? And she says, you know what? If it doesn't flow, don't force it. If it doesn't flow, don't force it. And she was speaking about energy, and she was telling me how there are people you could just sit down with and talk with for hours. She was like, if it doesn't flow, if you can't have a conversation with this person for hours and hours, if you can just sit with them and be comfortable in that silence that is not even awkward, it's just like there, like you're with each other. So how do you really find the one, in my opinion? I've been thinking about this a lot, and I figured self-awareness precedes everything. And I need you to really listen to what I'm trying to say. To really find someone who is for you, you sort of have to ask yourself who you are. I believe that we attract the people that we are. It is why at some point of your life, you end up with someone, and then when you look back, you realize they were not for me. It's not that they were not for you. They were for you at that time because that's the type of person you were. I'm reading a book that says, ultimately, we hate things in people that we hate in ourselves. The things that we love in people are the things that we love in ourselves. So the type of person you are at this period of time, with the person that you have by your side, that is the person for you at that time, because that's the type of person that you are. So the better question then would be, how do you avoid ending up with the wrong person, in the sense that you're going to change to be a better person ultimately? How do you make sure you end up with a person who is really truly right for you in the long run? It is working on yourself. That is my answer. Self-awareness precedes change. Once you truly understand who you are, once you have really defined the person that you are, which you may never ever truly do that because you end up evolving, but their core principles, the things that you stand for. Like, you know you so well that you don't have to go out of your way to prove to someone that you are someone simply because you saw them and you think they're beautiful. Now you have to change a part of you to sort of please them and make them see who you are. Once you can truly delve into the idea of knowing yourself and figuring out who you truly are, I feel like you end up attracting someone who is similar to you. birds of the same feather flock together, I don't see how you would always be in a club and not end up with someone who's always in a club. I don't see how you'll always spend your time in the library and end up with someone who's always spending time in the club. You rarely see each other. You remember the idea about choosing someone? So when you know what you stand for, when you know the type of person that you are, it is likely that even the people around you right now are sort of in the same headspace. Even though they're in different circumstances, they're sort of in the same headspace, such that they sort of feel what you're feeling. They understand what you're understanding. And so they vibe with your vibe at this particular point. The reason why we outgrow them is because we change. Our vibes are different. Our energies are different. We're still the same people, but we are just different. So if you're to find the right person for you, it's about taking time to know you. And I'm trying to bring this idea because it makes you focus inwards rather than outwards. You know, the other people say, now it's time to get a boyfriend, and then you go out to look for a boyfriend. No, focus on you and the boyfriend will come. Focus on you and the girlfriend will come, because you will attract someone who is similar to you. And I think that's it. I would love to hear from you. If you haven't followed me on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or YouTube, wherever you fancy, you can check me out there on TikTok. I create amazing content, and very soon we are bound to have a live show. I'll be giving you more details for as long as you keep tuned to Beyond with Mind of Mind. Until next time, my friends. Bye.